are sharp and the responses are never dull.
Welcome, brains. How are you? I took a few weeks off, you know, after the Joyous Lake Festival. Mr. Magnificent looked at me and he said, baby, you're getting pulled in a lot of different directions. So, you know, I had to shut that down and give him my full attention, okay? So enough said. With that, I'm back with a vengeance with multimedia man Sage Gallen. Sage is back on the edge to share with us his music, his poetry, documentary, and so much more. We had an opportunity to visit with Sage and talk to him previously last year, but since then he has produced a documentary and he's done some great photography. He is the founder of Reindeer Productions and the producer of chart-topping Naked Under My Clothes spoken word CD. So without further ado, I bring to you Sage Gallen. Welcome to The Edge, Sage.
Good morning, April. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. You know I'm not going to allow it no other way. I am good.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm so happy to be with you again. It's quite a thrill to be with you and on the edge with the brains.
Ah, yes. So anyway, you have just been doing so much. So I'm going to try to squeeze it all in. Let's see, where do we begin? Let's talk about Naked Under My Clothes, your CD. What's going on with that?
I am extremely excited about Naked Under My Clothes. I'm humbled by the response and the reaction to the CD. Naked Under My Clothes is my debut CD, and it is a compilation of my poetry, spoken word, some of the tracks are put to music. The music itself is part of the character of the CD. And what I wanted to do for my debut CD was to construct a project that takes people through a journey. And I think we're quite successful in that with Naked Under My Clothes. It's a semi-autobiographical project that talks about really heavy-hitting topics. The character starts with growing pains. Of course, the first track, Woman, because everything begins with women. The character is introduced in the Growing Pains track, and it talks about child abuse, neglect, molestation. Then we take the listener through isolation and then we take the listener through drug addiction and homelessness, and then the character falls in love, and we go through poetry.
It's so layered and involved, you know, that even, like I said, from that medium, you were able to create some videos. Can you tell us what's going on with the video portion of those?
Yes, absolutely. I'm very excited because what with Naked Under My Clothes, we're doing two separate series of videos. The first series is more of an anthology. So with that, we use the tracks as kind of the soundtrack for the films, the short films. And, you know, we produced and shot the first video, Growing Pains, about a year ago, just over a year ago, actually this time. And it was beautiful. It was really from the kids' perspective. And like the journey of the CD, I wanted to take the viewer who watches this through a journey. And again, we don't hold any punches. We're talking about some really heavy issues.
Right.
So the first one we shot was Growing Pains, followed by the Woman video. Now, my production company, Reindeer Productions, we're in the post-production right now with the third installment of the anthology, which is called See Me. And that's a really poignant video short film, which really talks about drug addiction and mental illness. We're introducing new characters. So the idea of this, too, is when you watch it, you'll see the characters from various other videos. And it really speaks on how connected we all are. And I've been incredibly fortunate to get some amazing actors, Masai Powell, Tabitha Brown, Chucky Love, Eamon Joseph, Sean Peterson, just some amazing artists, and Glass the Tramp, amazing actors and talent that attached themselves to this project.
Now,
so
this
I'm
is
very
a different...
excited about that.
I'm sorry, this is a different area for you, being behind the camera as far as being a director. I want to talk to you a little bit about you directing these short films and also about being from behind the camera at a different perspective from the lens or photography. So let's talk a little bit about, again, continuing with your documentary. This is the first time you've actually filmed a documentary. Is that correct?
Well, it's not really a documentary. So yeah, the short films. It is actually, you know, what I've decided to do as a producer is to get different people to direct each film, because I wanted to have the same. The constant is the storyline and the characters, and I wanted to give it a little bit of a twist with different directors. So with Growing Pains, we had Elliot Long direct that. Woman was directed by the incredible Doug Spearman. You might know him from Noah's Ark and a few other shows.
Right.
And then we had John Vines, who was one of the my partners in Reindeer Productions. John Vines directed the third installation of See Me. Now, my directorial debut, which I was very excited to do this summer, was shooting a short promo for a series in the pipeline at AMC called The Healer. Now, I'm extremely excited about that. We got to work with some very talented actors, Gino Grills, Logan Kishi, just to name a few. I am moving into the directorial, putting that hat on now as well. And it's very, very exciting. It's very exciting to be able to flex different chords, vocal
exactly.
chords of your creativity.
It's very important. Again, you have to be able to stay sharp and be innovative and be motivated. You know, motivation also can come from behind the lens of a camera. Can you tell us a little bit about some of your photography? I know I've gone on your website, and you have to be 18 and over, little brains, to be able to view it. But I had never really, you know, I've explored all kind of mediums of art. But I had never explored photography until I actually looked at your website. And it is so, the power of the snapshot is just, you know, again, you just take some incredible pictures. And some of them, like I said, are very provocative. But the story behind them is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You do a great job.
Yeah.
Where do you get inspiration
Thank
from
you.
And how do you do that?
I find inspiration everywhere. One of the things that photography, and I started shooting not that long ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And, I started shooting quite accidentally. We had a camera that was expensive. I didn't know how to turn the thing on. And so I just kept playing with the buttons until I figured stuff out. Now, the interesting thing about shooting, about photography, was that although I could look, and I've looked all of my life, I very seldom seen. And photography enabled me to start to see in a different way. And one of the most pervasive things about photography, which I'm learning, is that you can capture a moment in time that will never, ever, ever happen again.
Again.
And in that, you could
really
tell stories.
What's that?
Yeah, so you think about the immediacy, the urgency of each second. And when you think about that, it's that little click that you hear that encapsulates that moment.
Wow.
And one of the things that I get to do in learning with this particular medium, with this particular language of art, is how to tell stories, how to capture stories, how to reveal people's lives and their humanity. So on the site, you'll have my first series, which we showed in 2013, was called Cracks. And it was about a guy who happened to be a drug addict. But to tell his story, we have my Queens and Kings series, which I'm extremely excited about. Yeah, where I got to spend a year on the streets with these homeless transgender kids, and capture their story. And, you know, now that series, portions of that series are hanging in the African American Museum in Philly. So photography is fascinating. It gives me the opportunity to see, to expose, to capture, and really to enjoy moments, just moments.
Well, you know, we would be remiss if we did not talk about your paintings. You have some of the most affluent people that are collectors. Travis Smiley is a collector. I mean, that just
yes.
The list goes on and on. You do beautiful, beautiful work. And you told me you paint every day. Do you still paint every day?
I try to. If I can't,
shame
paint,
on you.
Well, you know, it's getting
really
busy right now. But you know, if I don't paint, I try to do something creative every day. I have to create something every day. So you know, it'll be shooting. I just shot a wedding for a friend of mine, Jessica and Tony, the other day, and you know, I'm printing, I'm editing, I am writing, I am doing something creative. The importance of that as an artist is, you know, for a very long time, I hadn't created, I hadn't shot or painted or, you know, wrote anything, and I realized how my soul suffered as a result. So every day I do something creative.
Right.
And the paintings are, you know, I've been very, very fortunate. Tavis, Maddie Lawson, I believe Robert Downey Jr. has two of my pieces. Tasha Smith, a dear friend and an amazing actress from Empire. She has a couple of my pieces. And the Bishton family. You know, it's fascinating to be in a realm where people do appreciate your work, and it's mind-boggling sometimes to look back and realize that people like your work, that what you expressed, what you created, has been received by other people. So it's a beautiful experience.
Right, it's just giving birth. Speaking of giving birth, you had an opportunity to go to Philly and be featured in the African American Museum. Tell us a little bit about that.
I got the opportunity to submit some of my work from the Queens and Kings series for an exhibit called I Found God in Myself. It's curated by an amazing human being. His name is Solio. And this show is in celebration of the 40th anniversary of Tshaka Zenge's For Color Girls Who Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Was Enough. The opening reception was a few weeks ago, and it was spectacular at the African American Museum. There's, I believe, 20 artists. 20 artists' work are being featured, over 50 pieces. Dr. Shenge was there. We had over 1,400 RSVPs, and I tell you, I believe every single one of those people showed up. It was a profound experience to meet Dr. Shenge, a woman who has influenced and affected my work personally. To be a part of this exhibit is a profound honor, and I can't even begin to tell you what it means to be hung in the African American Museum in Philadelphia. It is a profound honor, and one I do not take lightly. I am so grateful for this opportunity.
Well, and you
experience.
Are so deserving. You have worked hard to reinvent yourself, redirect yourself. And, you know, you, as the rapper song says, you came from the bottom, now you're here. But when you were there and you were at the bottom, you know, in Philly, you spoke to me a little bit about something that you had saw and some things that you had captured in your photography that people don't really talk about or don't put the spotlight on, and that's white poverty.
Yeah.
We know that it exists, okay, but people circumvent it. You know, when they highlight, you know, pictures on the television, they want to see the disenfranchised black folks. They want to see the disenfranchised Africans. They want to see they want to see the poor Mexicans. But they never really visualize the poor white folks. What did you see through your lens?
Yeah. Well, I got to see that exactly. And, you know, coming from the bottom, having been homeless, having been a drug addict myself, I really look at the humanity of other people. What I realized in Philadelphia was, you know, that blue-collar, poor, white class of people, you know, and we're so inundated with the imagery of the wealth and it pertaining to whites as opposed, juxtaposed
right.
to poverty pertaining to blacks. And to see that type of poverty, those, you know, people who were white, who were struggling and suffering. And a lot of people I saw there were on drugs. Heroin was is pervasive, apparently, as well as meth. So it was really fascinating to see just how poverty touches all of us. And it's not a color or it's not a ideology. It's just something that really affects us all. And to see white people in that condition, in that situation, it was fascinating. It was really fascinating because, like you said, you know, looking on a lot of the television shows or news reports, you know, they equate poverty to blackness, and it's not really not the case.
Really? Because
you know,
broke is broke.
It's across the board. Broke
okay.
is broke.
And money
is
green.
Broke is broke. Exactly. But that
crazy.
Was a really interesting thing to capture those images. We've not yet put the Philly series up on my website yet, but we will soon. And it boils back down to the concept of our humanity. And again, you know, the things that we place for us are the things that will be our inevitable demise.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Understanding that humanity is just that, is just humanity.
Yep, it is. So please tell our brains how to stay in touch with you, Sage Gallen, how to find you in this social media world. I know that you are all over the place in many spaces. How can they follow you?
Well, I'm always posting on Instagram. That's at Sage Gallen. Twitter, at Saga1, Saga, S-A-G-A, the number one. My Facebook is Sage Gallen. Please, I have my artist page as well as my personal page. If you follow me through my artist page, it's right there. You could always go to my website, which is sagegallen.com. That's SageGallon.com. My Reverb Nation page is Sage Gallen. And that's always a great place to go to. You could hear my music. You could see some of the videos that we're posting there for free. Or you could, and I encourage you to do so, go to iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, any of the major music, digital music outlets. And you could go to Sage Gallen, check out the new single, Me, which I'm very excited about. I have an incredible remix with an incredible DJ named DJ Terrence Toy. So you could just Sage Gallen, Google Sage Gallen. I'm wherever you
You're just
need to
all
be.
Over the place. Just Google Sage Gallen and you'll be able to find it. And if you want to know more in-depth personal stuff about Sage Gallen, check out our first interview. I'm going to put the link up on my Facebook page. You can follow me, April Mahoney, and A Good Person Productions on Facebook. April's on the Edge on Twitter and Instagram, you know, or you can go to my website, A Good Person Production, and right there you can follow me all over the place. I like to show a little extra delicious stuff to my brains. That is why I'm always here for you, bringing you the best and the brightest on the edge. Remember, brains, being creative, that's what you need to do. You need to fondle with your imagination. As my mentor, Albert Einstein, once said, a person who never made a mistake, never tried anything different. I want to thank you so much, Sage, for coming on the edge. You are a masterpiece within yourself. I adore you deeply and completely. Will you continue to come back to the edge?
I would always love to come back and talk with you, April. I love talking with you. It's an amazing experience. And I want to thank you so much for everything.
Oh, yeah, you are the best. You are the best. All right, brain, so until we talk again, if you can't be good to yourself, at least try to be good to somebody else. I love you. Talk to you soon.
Take care.